Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the big show today, stupid world records, soccer, and boy. Plus Donnie Baker. All coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's time now to return to the sports desk and see what's
stupid
happening.
Stupid world record.
Well, game show, Let's Make a Deal, presented with a Guinness World Record certificate.
Oh.
After constructing the world's largest water pistol.
And it functions.
Wayne Brady.
Of course.
Host of the game show unveiled a water gun during Friday's 1990s themed episode that measured 12 feet, almost 13 feet long.
Here's a picture of it.
Yes, I'd like to see it. Do you have it up?
Looks like a giant water pistol. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, it sure does.
Oh, a super soaker, yeah.
Yeah, you could be handy for your fire department, I guess. Didn't know Wayne Brady was hosting that show.
Yes.
I got to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He's a national treasure.
I'm sure he's...
Man, he's an entertainer.
He is an entertainer.
He's a triple threat.
He's really something.
He's a talented guy.
He can almost sing and almost dance.
No, you're wrong. He's very talented.
Yeah, he can sing.
Really?
That's not always my cup of tea, but
certainly not. Whose cup of tea is it? How is he successful?
He's a performer. He's good.
Him and Tommy Tune should go out.
Don't we have another record today?
Stupid world record.
You know, I know you're going to blame me for this, but I contend it started with the chicken nugget, okay?
yeah, that is hard to dig out.
You finally got it.
That sucked air out of the room. A UK man juggled a soccer ball across a frozen lake in Serbia to break a world record. John Farnworth crossed 50 miles of Serbia's Lake Baikal. Lauren Baikal.
That's a very smoky lake. Yeah, very sexy.
In just 48 hours while doing so-called keepy uppies. every step of the way.
What are keepy uppies?
What are keepy uppies?
Yes, Tom, what are keepy uppies?
Yeah, it's like the hacky sack thing.
Oh, okay.
So this guy, here's a video of this
keeping
guy.
Keeping the ball aloft.
Yes.
Oh,
he's
okay.
He's on this giant frozen lake.
Using only his feet, knees, chest, and head.
And he's
go, you chicken fat cow.
And the ball can't hit the lake?
The ball can't hit the
lake. The only time John didn't keep the ball in the air was when he was sleeping or taking food and toilet breaks. And also, while the toilet breaks, of course, he's taking his...
Oh, yeah.
The distance from Cape Hoboy.
Cape Hoboy.
Oh, boy.
That's what it is. It's H-O-B-O-Y.
Hoboy.
Chick, you were there. You can explain. You were there when they named it. How did he name it?
Well, what's the matter, Chick? You okay? I go... Hoboy.
Yeah, colder than you thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
He went out of his igloo to take a dump.
Hoboy.
The name stuck.
Man, that drift's cold on my ass. Hoboy. Almost two back-to-back marathons, which is right around 52 miles, if my math is where. He's 34 years old, and he performed nearly 500,000 touches of the ball to complete the challenge.
Who counted that?
During the two-day crossing, John is also expected to have also set a new world record title for the farthest distance covered juggling a football on ice in 1 hour.
Okay.
Farnworth traveled the equivalent of two back-to-back marathons.
Tom loves it.
Smiling.
I just love the fact that in this article, they spell this word K-E-E-P-Y-U-P-P-I-E-S.
Yes,
keepy uppies.
Yeah. Keepy uppies.
Now, admittedly, it's extremely hard to do that.
Sure.
Especially
it's a silly name.
Did you
but not any sillier than Cape. Oh, boy.
Did you know that was the world's deepest lake? I didn't know that.
Nor did I.
What lake?
Lake Baikal?
Must be really
pretty. Know it? I wrote
it. Lake Baikal, huh?
It's B-A-I-K-A-L. Maybe it's Baikal. Who knows? But it's not as pretty as Torch Lake in Michigan.
Oh, jeez.
Dude, Torch Lake is, I've only seen photos.
It looks like the Mediterranean Sea, doesn't it?
It's gorgeous. Yeah.
There are 49 other states besides Michigan.
Okay. It happens to have a beautiful lake. By the way, alone in a frozen lake is the probably only way you can play soccer right now.
Yeah.
Sanitize the ball. We kicked it. I got to sanitize again.
Cape.
This guy probably, this guy probably is a genius with a hacky sack. Now, Christy, if you were dating a guy.
Yeah.
Say you had an internet date and it came out in the first 5 minutes that he was pretty adept with a hacky sack.
I'm a professional hacky sack player.
Man, it's been great meeting you, but I've got to get to an appointment.
I'm a professional paintballer.
I was just going to say, Chick and I saw a woman on TV, and we were like, let's look her up. She's very attractive. And we were looking at photos, and we realized she had a boyfriend. And then when we realized her boyfriend was a professional paintballer, we laughed for 25 minutes.
That told us everything we need to know about the entire situation.
There you go.
You've done paintball? It's a blast.
It's so fun.
I haven't.
Great
laser
athletes,
tag.
I know.
No, it's super fun.
It hurts, doesn't it?
It does, That's what they should do in those. If they ever did the Judge Tommy show that I've been talking about.
Yes.
I'd have the bailiff with a paintball gun and just blast people in the forehead. Well, you're a dick. Boom. Take care of the guy.
That does hurt.
Calm him down.
Because I got shot in the goggles, which was scary. And I go, all right, I'm hit. And as I was getting up, somebody shot me right in the pate, the top of my head. I go, I said I'm hit.
He's still carrying it around.
Yeah, he seems
this is his first time to get it out.
Freshly angry. Hey, would you do me a favor and promote my upcoming gigs before we get...
Here you go. Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow.
You got some gigs?
Oh, yeah. It looks like you're going to be... It's a blank piece of paper.
It's a visual.
Oh, wait a minute.
What the? Okay, sorry.
Sadly, that was a schedule before Corona.
Josh, that's a
blank. Ace laughed the loudest.
I'm just glad nobody noticed I called it Coronas.
That's, of course, from the Latin.
Yes, of
Corona, Coroni, Coronas.
My kids just call it the Rona. Got the Rona.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey,
Donnie. You keeping isolated,
and everybody's making fun of Philip Rivers and saying he's going to suck, but I think it might be the best free agent signing in the history of the league.
Really?
Well, think about it. He's got so many kids, he can run 7-on-7 drills in his kitchen during quarantine. Swear to God.
Good point.
Huh. Got it all figured out. He'll be prepared like he comes straight out of training camp. And I'll say it like this. Is anybody else bored to death so far? It's only been 3 days.
I know.
so sick of watching TV. You guys ever watch that show Shark Tank?
Oh, yeah, big fan.
It's basically billionaire Mark Cubans and a bunch of co-signers that want to be like him.
I don't know if that's true.
You know, my favorite's when the person's like a good, decent person and only needs like 50 grand to buy enough inventory of his doohickey per unit to get the cost down or whatever.
Sure.
Then five of them dicks on the panel during the pitch probably just made that much in interest on their bank accounts. And they're like, nope. Hit the bricks, dick. And then sometimes all of them like a product, and oh, they brag about it, and then they start arguing and fighting over it. But then one of them loses it, you know. Oh, make me happy. Figure it out. I love watching people successful not be successful.
Right.
Like, thinking, you know, there's a bunch going on there. I was thinking about pitching some of my inventions.
What do you got?
Well, I got more time than, and I've got some good ideas, probably better ones than anybody I know of. Like, I was the first person ever to realize if you can't afford Wi-Fi and your neighbor can, you still get free Wi-Fi.
Yes.
But then that's why they started putting passwords on there, because my dick neighbor Mitchell ratted me out to the cable company. Here's another invention I had. How about a reality show where a bunch of rich and famous brunettes all live together in the city of Calabasas, and they all have names that start with the letter K, like Kimmy, Kendall, Chloe, and all that fame and fortune and greed is packed and stacked in the same house. It's called Hoarders.
I like that.
Another good idea I got is the Donnie Baker Personal Protection Arsenal. Comes with everything you need to protect yourself during this corona crisis.
Like,
you know, nunchucks, Chinese stars, Rambo knife, a bunch of zip ties to keep any intruder locked up till authorities or your cousins get there.
Yes.
You know, let's see somebody try to steal your stash of Mountain Dew now. That ain't going to happen with seven throwing stars stuck in their carotid artery. You'll be done burgling my house, you look like a metal porcupine from the neck down. Swear to God. But my best invention takes urine and turns it into drinkable water.
Oh.
I call it the R. Kelly.
That's impressive. NASA's working on a system to do that, so you can take urine, turn it into a potable water. How does it work?
Well, hell, I don't know, Tom. I just came up with the inventions.
Oh.
Except these billionaires to do the details in it.
Oh, okay.
I said, like this, Tom Selleck probably never wore rubbers, but still makes money off Magnums. Just like Larry Flint didn't invent chicks getting butt naked, but he still made millions off his Hustler store.
Mm-hmm.
So, since I like you guys so much, I'm going to give you the chance right now to get in on my new venture first for $500,000, $500,000, give you 1% of the company,
okay.
One gently used survival boat.
This is the stupidest. Hang on the phone.
I might be
for that reason, I'm out.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you very much, Donnie. That was very helpful. And by the way, it's my understanding that that does complete sports.
That's exactly right. Okay. Wherever you go, whatever you do, always.
Oh boy.
A good sport. Christy.
Well, I have kind of a sports story. Archaeologists have discovered a 3,400-year-old ball court in Mexico.
Crackpots.
Excavators at a site called...
Archaeologists find cracked pots a lot.
Yeah, they do. You're right. Etlantongo uncovered the second oldest ball court found to date. Over 2,300 probable ball courts have been found throughout Mesoamerica, with many dating back to 1,800 and 1,100 years ago.
Why don't they clean it up?
Mesoamerica?
That's fascinating.
The latest find pushes back the appearance of these ball courts in Mexican highlands by about 800 years.
They found almost 2,000 of these courts, and they're more than 1,000 years old, almost 2,000 years old.
Huh. Are these the courts where the horses run and they have the big hoops on the side? Have you seen these?
Yes, but I don't. I think
this is different. Yeah. I saw that in Chichen Itza.
In where?
Where?
Chichen Itza. Oh. It's in Mexico.
I thought you said...
You mean like
you know
Alexander
Scholzenitzen?
Yeah, they kind of don't know how that game works, right?
But you remember how the losing team was beheaded, though?
Right,
did you hear about that? Yeah.
Now there's your stats, like, Tom.
Yeah, exactly.
Have the NBA losers get beheaded.
Yeah. So wait a second. Hey, the coach seems to have... he wants a replay. They're going to go up to the camera.
They would play on horseback, and they were these big hoops, and their ball allegedly had to go through these hoops. But the losing team would be beheaded.
Boy.
Wow.
Boy, so. Talk about your closing ceremonies.
Yeah. Are you not entertained?
Yeah. But this one, looking at this,
Who's drafted into that team?
A 3,400-year-old ball court.
Mm-hmm.
And,
or they could be totally wrong.
But they found more than 2,000 of these things. So I think it's
2,000 of them.
They found over 2,300 courts all over Mesoamerica. America. Yeah.
Really?
So it must have been very popular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it was pickleball.
Could have been. Yeah.
Pickleball. Mm-hmm.
That's very regional.
Very popular.
I didn't know you were an East Coaster.
Did you see the story about the prison?
Yes.
Do you have
that here.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. In prisons, obviously, coronavirus is just as serious as in regular spots, but...
The Irish prison service is providing inmates with alcohol-free hand sanitizer to stop them from making moonshine. Alcohol-based hand sanitizer was first banned in Irish prisons in 2014. But even with the spread of the coronavirus, jails will continue to enforce the ban. The 2014 ban came after three prisoners drank a mix of hand wash and prescription drugs.
Oh, no.
At Limerick Prison.
Limerick. There once was a prison named
Limerick.
Limerick.
Mm-hmm. Whose warden had quite a long
limp.
I have a limerick about him.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm. But first, I think we have a song. Is that correct?
We have a guest.
Oh, who's this?
Seamus McAnus is here.
Seamus McAnus?
Seamus, I live and breathe. I thought it was Seamus.
Of the Cork McAnuses?
Hey. Cork up your McAnus if you'd like.
That's right.
Is he related to Willie Concarney?
Oh, they're all related in some way, aren't we, Tom?
No.
He looks so much like
Irish.
We're all part of the human race, aren't we? Yes.
That way.
He looks like Willie Concarney, I thought.
Well,
he's
not wearing a sombrero, he's wearing a tam o'shanter.
I like your green shirt.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Here's the song about.
Is this the song Aaron Go Brawless? No. I love this song.
Ah, the classic.
Top of the morning, top of your game, too, by the way. Well, this is about the prison in Limerick where they're given the sanitizer that doesn't have the alcohol. They can't make the best of it.
The O'Douls of hand sanitizer.
I was sitting on my cot in the Limerick prison.
Wait a minute, time out.
What were
you sitting on?
Cot.
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 I wasn't sitting on my...
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That'd be...
Oh, boy.
Get your mind out of here.
You'd have to be quite the dangler to do that.
Yeah. Sitting on it, sure.
Yikes.
Ever hop out of bed and run over it? No,
Seamus,
me neither. Okay.
Seamus McAnus needs to enunciate.
I'm sorry.
Seamus and McAnus, can you start at the beginning, please?
I know a guy who could sit on his...
All right.
Yeah, he could really go...
Go ahead,
himself.
Go ahead. Oh, here we go.
I just realized halfway through, there's no way I could tell that joke.
I didn't call it a joke.
You started it anyway, didn't
Very
you?
Very bold of you.
It takes two to tango.
Oh, yeah.
As I was sitting on my cot in the Limerick prison, I was about to make some moonshine in the toilet that we pissing. Hand sanitizer that we used to make our whiskey was alcohol free. Did you think you'd slip it past me, warden? How dumb a do you think that we are? Shank for our jailer, oh, shank for our jailer. There's no hooch in our Pirello. It's a little wordy, Tom, but I'm gonna work on it. But I.
Pirello?
What is Pirello?
It's
whiskey in the jar. Oh, I went
Pirello.
No, it's Pirello.
Purell.
The Irish, the Gaelic.
The Gaelic,
of course.
That's your Gaelic right
based
here.
Based on the Latin meaning not humorous.
I took all me bed sheets and climbed out a winder. A girl picked me up that I had met on Tinder. She took me to a bar and bought me a bottle of whiskey. I said, girl, take me back to the prison. The guards will never frisk me. Warden, how dumb-a-doo do you think that we are? Booze for my cellio. Booze for my cellio. There's whiskey up my bunghole.
What happened?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Small Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired, okay?
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.